Daf Yud Aleph, the top Tosfos. So he said in Gemara, you should not work tachas chaver worse than an Edom guy. Rashi explains chaver is the Persians. Tosfos says that Persians were involved in the days of Koresh, as Rashi says in Perek Beis Degitin. And the Chaver and Rebichin came to Bava later, as we see in Abal Yevimtai and Yevamis and Kedushin, which he showed the Persians are doima to the armies of Beis David. I'll show you Persians are similar to Melacha Kabbalah, so see, it's a different nation. This that we see in the second parak in Gittin, that the Chaver came and took a fire away from him, and the Chacham and the Torah said, Oy betulach, Oy betulach, Dabar Esau, is to tell you that the Bnei Adomim, the people of Edom, are better than Persians. It says that Kim Haven Darka, the Rabban Shalom knew that Kal Yisrael can't accept the Gzeres of Esau Rosh, therefore he put them to Babel, not because the Chaverim were Persians. The Ikapasim and Chaverim were amongst them, were Kafif to the Babelim. So he answers, this is before the Chaverim came to Babel, the Persians were better than the Romans. And this, he says, Ibatulah, Ibatulah Dvar Esav, is after the Chaverim came to Babel in the days of Rebichon, as we've seen in Bali Vintai, and they made the Persians worse. Now the Romans are better than Persians. Rashi says that the Osachavra Babel were Persians in the days of Koresh, and Tosfos doesn't like this, says it's been days of Rebichon, that's when the Chavra and the Persians came in the days of Koresh, as we see in Kedushin, that it's not one nation. The Ben Yankov Korbel explains the Chaverim were servants of the Parsim. They were similar to Menachem Chabala because they wore black clothing and white, and that's why the priest took the light to take to their Avodah Zarah. Then the Tosfos says, us that stop for Krishna and for davening. And this Rabbi Zeirah said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, how could you stop? Because you are removing your ear from hearing Torah, so you see it's a bad thing. So Tosfos says there was Terosev Sev Nasai, or it was not that late, so he had plenty of time to say Krishna, shouldn't have ran away. Shimichan and his friends, we see later on when it came to this month, Tfilah would put on clothing and cover themselves in daven. That davening means saying Krishna. Ibar Shana is very important. Taisa says that the Me'adim should not be ruined. And we say a tailor can't walk out with a needle because he might forget and go out. According to Rav, that says we're not going to Xer, he can't say he might forget the needle because even if he goes out, there's no Issa Dirai, as we see in Perek Beis Bava Kama. If he forgot about it and knew about it and forgot it, Leinian Shabbos is part of the Lechus Shabbos also there. Hashem Yishkas Amacha to hide it till Shabbos, and then when he remembers the needle, he'll forget that it's Shabbos and he'll go out holding the needle. We said in the Gemara, a person shouldn't stand in Shasrab and drink in Shasiyachid. In the Perek, I might sit in the air in the last Perek, we say it's speaking about Chafetz and Ainids, and it's according to everyone. Meaning, even according to the Rabbanan that said a person can stand in Shasrab and Tatl Shasiyachid, he has Boyd. Since he needs to drink, we Choshni might bring him to him. Tais says, here to, if he'll bring Reishu Ruba, why is it Mutter? He's taken out from Shasiyachid to Shasrab because he's taking Shasiyachid and putting it down in his stomach, which is in Shasrab. That we said over there, someone goes to the bathroom and spit his Chayav Chatas. So Tais says, the swallowing, that's Tanacha. We're not worried that afterwards it will go into his stomach, which is in the Shusayachin. Now his throat is in Shusayachin, it's fine. As we see, if he took a die enough to write two letters and he wrote them while he's walking, Schai, because the Ksivasan is Danacha. And it comes out very well. It says in Perik Umbral increases. Some could eat one achil and schayev, four chatois and one asham. Remeir says, even if a Shabbos took out with his mouth, is schayev. Akkus said, Remeir Tzah is not chayev till it rests in the stomach, with those that he's chayev right away when he swallows it. Elamai, and the tzoh is chai right away when he swallows it, because that is the hanach. Rashi explains in a different tarot, in Amay Tzitfil, in the Perek Beis, the Erev, and I explained that even though the halach is like Remeir B'Gzer Oisav, in this day he said that a person should not stand in Shusrab and Talat Shusrachat if I cared, we don't pass like him, only like the Rabbanan that did say it's mutter. As you see in Amay Tzitfil, that Rav Chanina Bar Shlami said to Chi of Rav in front of Rav, a person should not stand. He said, you left over Rabbanan, did like Rabbanan, so we see you passing like the Rabbanan. Even though normally we pass in Halachic Rabbanan, we say Reisav. Abai said, how do I know we go to Gzer, Dafka by Tzor, Abai is Gzer, and all these that he brought, Araya, they speak by Tzor. But Stamazo were not Gzer, because we see in the beginning of Beya, Abai asked, according to Rabban Dalma, that's Gzer, Beya, Shnal, Vyantav, Otter, Peresav, he goofed Gzer, but not Nekim, so he says, Kulach, other Gzer over there also. Elamai, speak with our karmas. Even though there's no karmas for Kalim, this gas, since it's Kuvla Karka, Tosfos says, it's not a kli, so Mela could be a karmas. And if he went out, it's Potav al Asa, according to the mayor. This we learn from the Meisha, if a woman went out, Machla and a Kuvla, she's Chai Lachatas. Over there, it's Derech HaTzobekach, she wears it usually that way. So too, this the mayor said, if he took it out with his mouth, is Chai, it's also because they used to take out food in their mouth. Then the Gemara discusses a Zav, if he wears a pouch. So we said, whatever is just to save from dirt, that's not considered chashev. Even though it's urcha v'kach, since it's not urcha only because of tzulatin, if it's not considered tzol, that's not urcha. A raya, because someone turns over a kli, so the wall should not become wet. That's not a chiyutan, even though he's happy the water fall far from the wall because of his plate. But since he doesn't want it, only because to save from the dirt on the wall, it's not considered a nichath negeh to become mukshel kavatum. Here too, it's not considered so when he takes it out this way. And the Gemara asks, over there, it's not nichala with this mashkin at all. Here is happy with his kiss to accept the ziva, and this eifenes, mekabel the water to save the tinov, is called mashkin l'rotzen, as we saw later on. And just like his mashke, his choshev mashkin, that's miskabel, even though it's latzule to save from dirt, because his machshev is kabbalah, here too, it should be choshev, this pouch, his mekabel the ziva, to save from tinov, it should be considered it's all ki orchei. So therefore, we'll have to see tomorrow what the Gemara answers. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf Yud Aleph.